On episode 450 of the 40 Plus Fitness Podcast, I discuss how to turn each and every slip-up into success. You can find the full show notes for this episode at 40plusfitnesspodcast.com/450. Have you decided you're ready to make a change? To reclaim your health and fitness? The 40 Plus Fitness Podcast is here for you. I'm your host, Alan Meisner. I'm an NSAM certified personal trainer with a specialization in corrective exercise and fitness nutrition. Let me be your coach as you find your way on your health and fitness journey. All right, let's go. This episode of the 40 Plus Fitness Podcast is sponsored by Usual Wines. Some nights it's really nice to have a great glass of wine, but opening a bottle means drinking more than you wanted or pouring much of it out. Or maybe you're like my wife and I, she prefers sparkling while I like reds. That's okay if we're at a restaurant, but not when we're at home. Usual Wines has solved that problem. They make a red blend, a rosé, and a sparkling white wine brut. They also have a limited production brut rosé just for the summer. All available in single serve 6.3 ounce bottles. And even better, they add no sugar or additives. These dry wines are low carb. That means zero sugar, lower in calories, and have none of the chemicals that cause some people problems. They make a truly clean wine with grapes from world-class American viticulture areas in California like Napa, Sonoma, and Santa Barbara. Check Usual Wines out at 40plusfitnesspodcast.com/wine and use the discount code FITNESS for $8 off your first order. 40plusfitnesspodcast.com/wine and get $8 off with the discount code FITNESS. Enjoy. Hello, and welcome to episode 450 of the 40 Plus Fitness Podcast. Thank you so much for being a part of 40 Plus Fitness. I'm really glad you're here, and I hope that you're someone that's actually gone back and checked out the other 449 episodes we've done, which include over 275 interviews. It's kind of crazy how many people I've talked to over the years about health and fitness. And today I want to talk about something that's really, really important to me. Because it's a personal experience. It's something that happened to me recently, and I'm talking to a lot of people, and it's happening to them too. And I want to give you the tools to get past this. And so I'm going to call this episode, How to Turn Each and Every Slip-Up into Success. And yes, even the best of us, the best personal trainers, the best fitness people out there, every once in a while we make a mistake. Every once in a while we slip. It just happens. We're human, and you're human too. And so a lot's been going on in the world, and I want to kind of talk about my perspective of going through all of this with COVID, with the racial strife in the United States, and obviously an upcoming election. Things are really, really crazy in the United States, and it's really hard to be on social media and do those types of things because, quite frankly, it's just it's scary, and it's frightening, and it's hurtful. And, you know, just all these emotions that are coming out. So I want to talk about this a little bit and give you some of my perspectives. And then after that, I want to give you some tools to help you the next time you slip. This is a process that I developed to work with my clients because, like myself, many of them were struggling. And as I was finding my way out of the dark, I laid some breadcrumbs to help them along the way as well. And it's been beneficial to everybody that I've talked to using this method. So I want to share it with you. Now, obviously, COVID-19 hit the United States in January. I think the first case was registered up in the state of Washington around January 20th. And then since then, it grew and grew and grew and obviously has grown into something much bigger, but not quite as big as they projected. So that's the good news. But the reality of it is COVID's affected just about every single human being on this earth. It's changed the way we live. It's changed the way we do almost everything we do. And it's changed what we can and can't do. I'm in Panama. And I can tell you, Panama did not treat COVID like a joke at all. In fact, once they started getting cases in Panama and they were concerned about the medical system being able to keep up, they shut us down. And when I say shut us down, I mean they shut down all the businesses, every single one of them except grocery stores and pharmacies. There was nothing else. There's just the pharmacy. You could go to the ATM if you needed some money, and the pharmacy. And that was it. And they shut us down to a point where I was allotted 2 hours, 2 days a week to go do my shopping. And it was only for necessities. I wasn't to be out there walking around getting exercise. I was out there to shop. And so this was my Tuesday morning and Thursday morning from 7:30 to 9:30 were the only times I was allowed outside of my apartment. Women were allotted 3 days, a Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Again, all these times were based on your personal ID card, so your passport, depending on whether you were a citizen or a resident. Since I'm a resident, I went with my passport. So my time was set. If I was caught outside, they would, sometimes they're checking your ID. And if you're outside of those times, or you're somewhere where there's obviously not a grocery store or pharmacy, they'd arrest you and take you in. And they were doing that for a lot of people. So, they really locked us down. And that went on for nearly 6 weeks. So they did slowly start kind of opening things up. And as I'm recording this, sort of the last weekish of August, I'm sorry. We still are locked down on weekends. And that means that from 5 o'clock on, 7 o'clock on Friday afternoon and evening until 5 o'clock Monday morning, we're not to be out and about. So the police are patrolling. If they catch you out, they'll arrest you. We're required to wear masks. So the whole argument that a lot of people are having about masks or not to mask, they'll arrest you. So you wear a mask. So that's been Panama. We're still on a curfew, so I can't go out at night. So from 7:30 to 5, you can't be out. That's every day. So, we're still in this general lockdown. We're trying to slow the spread of the disease in the hopes that a vaccine will come. And that's been my life. My gym's closed down. I was locked in my apartment for a month or more, unable to go out more than a couple hours twice a week. And quite frankly, I melted down. It was a hugely stressful situation. Just reading what was going on. I really, even though I could focus a little bit on my clients and I could focus a little bit on my business, I wasn't able to really put my all into that because I was just really struggling with this huge trigger event in my life that scared the crap out of me when I first heard about it. And as a result, I did what most people do. I spent all my days reading articles. And in fact, because I'm a data geek, I'm an information geek. I was reading every single article I could get my hands on. In my search criteria, I just basically would say COVID-19, coronavirus, but not anything that mentions President Trump. And so it removed all of that political garble that was going on because it removed all of, the opinion and stuff that was out there. And it gave me the medical information, the studies, the things that were actually going on in the medical community, the discussions they were having, the treatments and the discussions of how they were going to do a vaccine. And so I was reading up on this every single day. And the reality of that has hit me that it just really pushed me further down. It kept me depressed. It kept me just addled. I didn't have a solution in my own head how I was going to handle this and what it was going to mean to me, to my wife, to my family. Our parents are up there in ages. They're all in their 70s. And quite frankly, they're not in the condition to handle something like this. And so it was just really, really devastating for me to be sitting here in Panama and think about the things I couldn't do. And even if I had gone up to the United States to be around family, I really wouldn't have been any help to them to protect them. It just would have been the same. So we decided to stay in Panama, and we're stuck in our houses, in our apartment. And as a result of the stress and everything that was going on, I kind of slipped. So my slip, and it involved alcohol. It involved almost no movement. I did bring some equipment from the gym over to my apartment, and it sat and gathered dust in the corner the whole time. I didn't really even have any desire to work out, which was really, really strange for me. But the impact of what was going on in the world, the stress that I was feeling, and just feeling incapable of doing anything about it bothered me. And so the no movement, the alcohol, the eating crazy stuff, here and there, the cumulative impact was huge. And it was weight gain. The COVID-19 is a real thing. I did my part. I gained my 15 pounds. And I felt terrible about it, but it was, you know, it was just a reaction to what was going on in my life. And it was a major slip for me health-wise. It was not something that I wanted. It was not something that I planned. Sometimes I do plan to gain some weight and enjoy myself and go have a couple weeks of, you know, fun and crazy at an all-inclusive resort or at a football game or just on some vacation. But this was not that. Social media was just driving me batty. And, you know, as I was going through it, and then of course the violence and stuff that was starting to happen in the United States particularly, and all of that coming through, it was just huge. Now, with that, I did slowly start to come out of it and think about what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. So in a sense, this was very much a wake-up call for me. I was sitting around thinking, you know, why am I so bothered by this? And what is really driving my behavior? What's the lesson out of all of this? And the reality of it was a few things. One is, you know, I'm watching videos of kind of crazy violent stuff happening. And I'm watching a woman or a man, and they're in their 50s, around my age, and they're getting beat up. And they're not able to defend themselves. They're not able to help themselves. And I'm watching people die, you know, not necessarily watching them die, but hearing about the deaths and realizing that, you know, they're dying not because necessarily because they got COVID, because a lot of people were getting COVID and just moving on with their lives, recovering and moving on. But there are people just that couldn't recover. And they couldn't recover because they just basically weren't taking care of themselves. So, you know, the first realization I came out of this was that COVID-19 is not the Spanish flu. You know, that we want to compare it to the last pandemic, but the reality is this is apples and oranges. We know how germs pass now. They didn't know as much back then when Spanish flu was going on. And really the only reason that we're having to deal with COVID as much as we are, because in a real sense, it wouldn't be much worse than a flu if we were all healthy, but that's the point. Our health is crap. In the United States, you know, 2/3 of people are overweight, 1/3 are obese. Pre-diabetes, diabetes is just rampant. Heart disease is the number one killer. And, you know, as I'm recording this, I was thinking, you know, people aren't taking care of themselves. And right now, like I said, as I'm recording this, you know, there have been 180,000 deaths in the United States, which is tragic. But what we don't think about is there's 480,000 tobacco-related deaths every year. So if you count the 7 months that COVID's been around, as of this point in the United States, it's killed 180,000. 280,000 have died of tobacco-related illness. Now, I know there's an overlap there. And so what COVID is actually doing, whether we want to admit it to ourselves or not, is it's just accelerating our death. This episode of the 40 Plus Fitness Podcast is sponsored by Fastic. Before we had refrigeration, processing, and bulk transportation, we just didn't have access to food like we do today. Because we're opportunistic eaters, most of us consistently eat more than we should, and our bodies don't know how to signal to us that we've had enough. I practice intermittent fasting regularly, and it's a strategy many of my clients use to get control of food, and as a happy side effect, lose weight. Fastic is an app you can download on an Apple or Android smartphone. It's a pretty snazzy app with a lot of tools to help you do intermittent fasting right. It not only lets you track your fasting, but water consumption, steps, and a lot of other things. You can also connect with a fasting buddy to help keep you even more accountable. If you have an iPhone, go to 40plusfitnesspodcast.com/iFastic. That's iFastic. For an Android, go to 40plusfitnesspodcast.com/aFastic. aFastic. If you're interested in learning more about intermittent fasting or just need some help getting started, go to 40plusfitnesspodcast.com/iFastic for an iPhone or 40plusfitnesspodcast.com/aFastic for an Android phone. Now, we talked about aging last week, and a little heads up, the next couple episodes are also about aging, because as I was going through my my moments, I was just thinking, you know, we're aging and we need to be healthy. And so how do I teach people how to age better? How do I teach them to be healthy longer? Because we don't want to go out that way. And, you know, so, you know, we have to take responsibility for our own health. You know, I have to take responsibility for my health and my fitness. So, you know, when I see some 50-year-old guy getting pummeled or some 50-year-old woman getting pummeled, I have to think in terms of, if I were in the United States walking around and got into that situation, am I the victim that they're going to be looking to mess with? Or am I someone who basically looks like I can take care of myself because I'm in good health and I'm reasonably fit? It's not that you have to look like Mike Tyson to survive in this world, but the reality is they're much less likely to victimize you, to bully you, to attack you, if it looks like you might be able to hurt them back. And so I don't want to throw this out there and really upset a lot of people, but hey, if this is you, get a little upset. You know, that's okay. This was my wake-up call. If I'm going to take care of my loved ones, I've got to be there for them. I've got to be able to do the things that are necessary, you know, and it goes beyond being able to help my wife out of a wheelchair 30 years from now. It goes to the fact that if someone sees me walking with my wife, they just see me as someone to just pass on because they don't want to attack me. If a COVID virus or something like that, something similar to this comes again, like I am generally now, I want to be healthy. I want my vitamin D to be where it's supposed to be. I want my B vitamins and zinc. I want all those things in my food so that I'm already healthy. In fact, I stepped up my supplementation because I was locked in an apartment. I've got vitamin D, I've got zinc, I'm, you know, like it's almost like a medicine cabinet kind of thing, which I normally wouldn't do, but I just didn't want to take chances being locked in an apartment. Limited access to the food. I mean, I have access to food, but it's the same food. So just making sure that the variety is there, I've started supplementing. And so I was able to kind of turn this around. And I turned it around and I started thinking, you know, what I'm doing, all I'm doing is the basic thing that successful people do. The way you get success in this world is you learn from your failures. And you do that by doing three things. And that's what I want to share with you. This is my three-step plan for recovery when you slip. So pay particular attention to this one, okay? So the first thing is to forgive yourself. And this is the most important thing. If you don't really forgive yourself, and I mean really, like self-love deep, I made a mistake, I screwed up. I shouldn't have sat there and drank myself silly and ate myself silly and sat on my couch reading about COVID virus, things that really weren't going to impact my life or improve my life. And I did those things for 6 solid weeks. I can't do that again, but I need to recognize that there were triggers. There were things that made me do that were out of my control. And I didn't take the moment to stop myself and stay in control. So that's on me, but I have to forgive myself. So I accept responsibility and I forgive. And from that forgive, now you're ready to move to the second step. The second step is, what did you take away from that moment? What was the learning experience of that moment? So for me, it's when I hit a really stressful period of time, I need to move. I need to move one way or another, whether they lock me in an apartment, whether they lock me in a room, whether they lock me in a bathroom. I need to move, and I'm going to move. Next time, if something like this happens and they lock us down, I'm still going to move. I'm going to keep moving as long as I possibly can, because that's really helped me. Since I got out of this, I've been walking regularly. I've been lifting regularly when they started letting me out to do other things besides CHOP. So I've been doing those things, and it's meant a world of difference having that movement in my life, doing the meditations, doing the things that are going to relieve the stress that will keep me from the actions that are detrimental to me. So I learned a lot out of this about myself. You know, your trainer is not perfect. I'm human, and I have to accept that. And I have to act on that. When something bad is happening, I have to recognize the symptoms, and I've got to do something about it. So I've changed up a few things in my morning rituals. I've gone through some training. I've done some extra work on myself, mentally, physically, and that's helped me a whole lot move way past where I was. Now, the third, and again, I'm not going to say this is the most important because really the forgiving is, but if you don't act on what you're supposed to do, you set that plan. You're like, okay, I'm going to meditate every morning. I'm going to go for long walks. I'm going to commune with nature. I'm going to get as much vitamin D as I can possibly get by supplementing and getting out in the sun. I'm going to do these actions to protect myself, to make myself stronger, to make sure that I'm the person my loved ones deserve. Then that's the action, and that's when you have to do it. Now, what I did as a part of my action was, you know, I stepped up and said, you know, I'm going to go ahead and launch and do a round of what I call 8 weeks to wow. And unfortunately, as you're hearing this, we've closed out on the third round, which might actually be the last time I do this in 2020. But I went through 8 weeks to wow with the first group that went through, and we were all seeing great success, which was really uplifting. And I basically, going through that program, lost 12 pounds. And then I went through my Strong Lean Over 40 program, which, you know, I sell as there's a program, which is a strong, lean, energetic program, and then the basic lifting part, which would be the coaching part. And I've been doing that now for about 3-4 weeks. And I'm down below my pre-COVID weight. So the 15 pounds that I gained, I've lost more than that since May 1st. And I did that because I went through that 3-step recovery plan. You know, and the 3-step plan is to forgive, to learn and plan, and then act. Okay, so you've got to do those 3 steps before you're going to get past this. Because if you don't forgive, you won't recover. If you don't set a plan, learn something and set a plan, then you won't step in the right direction. And if you don't actually act, then you're not stepping at all. So it takes all 3 of these in that order for you to be successful at recovering from a slip. So if you want to go from slip to success, you take those 3 steps. Now, I'm going to offer you a free gift. If you go to 40plusfitnesspodcast.com/slip, I'm going to have a little cheat sheet. I call it the Slip to Success Cheat Sheet. And it's going to kind of walk you through those 3 steps and give you a little bit of insight into each one and how to apply it in your life. So go ahead and go to 40plusfitnesspodcast.com/slip, and you can download the plan, the cheat sheet. And it'll like I said, it will kind of walk you through. So if you're finding yourself right now sitting there saying, I'm victim of the COVID-15, you're not a victim. Stop being a victim. Take action. Forgive yourself. Set a plan and take action. And this little gift, you know, this little cheat sheet is going to help you get on that track. So you are not a victim. We are not victims. We are in control of our future. We write our own next chapter. Our next chapter hasn't happened. Now, we have an option right now to take out the pen that we've been writing our life with, and we get to write a new story starting today. So if you're ready to do that, get this cheat sheet, and then reach out to me and let me know what I can do to help you be successful in your journey forward. So I appreciate you being on the podcast today. You know, like I said, the next couple of episodes are going to be about aging. They're really good conversations. You know, like I said, I was in kind of an aging mindset as I was going through the last month, and this is what came out of it. We ended up with a theme like that. But you know, the world is not always positive. And it's really, really hard for us to keep moving forward when things just seem to be falling. You know, at some point, Sharknado is probably going to happen in 2020 because, you know, it's been that kind of year. And we kind of laugh about, you know, going, but there are 2 hurricanes coming into the Gulf of Mexico as I'm recording this. So yeah, it's just a really, really strange year with a lot of stressors in front of us, and having a plan is going to help. Now, the core of all of this, and I want you to start this today, is I need you to start using positive self-talk and using positive thinking. Have a positive outlook. I know it's hard, but you're currently healthy. You're currently in good shape. at least more better shape than being on the other side of the grass. You're listening to this. So just recognize that you do have control in rewriting your future, and you can start today. So make that conscious decision to start and then recommit. Go back to your why and your vision, as we talked about in the Wellness GPS. If you have those two things, they're always going to be that rock, that foundation that keeps you solid and on your feet, ready to move forward. Okay. So when you take that recommit, you get into it, boom, I'm in. And then you go through and you go through that three-step plan. You're going to make this happen for yourself. I have no doubt whatsoever. So have a great week, and I'll talk to you next week. Don't forget to get your free cheat sheet, Slip to Success, at 40plusfitnesspodcast.com/slip. That's 40plusfitnesspodcast.com/slip. Next time on the 40 Plus Fitness Podcast, we meet Dr. Paul Gerard Frank and discuss his book, The Pro-Aging Playbook, Embracing a Lifestyle of Beauty and Wellness Inside and Out. Until then, have a happy and healthy week.